from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Sukkot, expanding our horizons of Thanksgiving. On Sukkot, it's amazing how we kind of start to think of Thanksgiving in a new kind of way. If you ask someone in general, what are you thankful for? Say, the family, the work, different things. But on Sukkot, we're asked to expand those horizons. When we take lulav and etrog, when we go out and we sleep under the stars, you begin to expand your horizons. When you take lulav and etrog, you take these branches, beautiful fruit, the smell, the scent, the taste, the look. You begin to think about the natural world. You sleep out under the stars. Sometimes it rains, and you begin to thank God for the natural realm. You also begin to thank God for the small things like your home, the fact that we have a roof over our heads. We don't live out in the middle of nowhere. And as Jews, we also bring sacrifices for the nations of the world. Different ways of interpreting that, but one way of looking at it is that we thank God for all those who are out here, all the nations who are there, who, as one rabbi in the Talmud said, you know, I don't have to bake my bread myself. I don't have to winnow or thresh the bread for the wheat or the bread. There are nations of the world, there are all kinds of people out there who provide a whole economy, and they have bakeries, and they do winnowing and threshing and reaping, and so I don't have to do all that. I want to thank God for the nations of the world, for all of humanity, who provide a whole society of which I can be a part of it. But I also want to point out something else. We expand our horizons of Thanksgiving in that Sukkot is also a Thanksgiving for the nation of Israel itself. It's a time when we thank God for the nation of Israel itself. Maybe that explains why in Zechariah the nation of Egypt has to come to Israel on Sukkot, maybe to thank God for Sukkot. But I have a lot of proofs to this idea. Number one, during Hoshanot, during the going around with the lulav during Sukkot, we one of the themes we have is Om Ani Choma, Om Netzur Rabat. It's a nation that is praised in the Song of Songs as one in a loving relationship with God. We speak on Shabbat about how we're a nation that keeps Shabbat. We remember the Sukkah, not just the Sukkah that God provided for us, but the Sukkah that we made. Why would we have a holiday of the Sukkah that we made? That's not a celebration. Comes his father Mendy, he says, wait a second. There is something to celebrate. That the Jews followed God in the desert. That's a celebration. That's something to celebrate. The Jews were willing to follow God lovingly with trust in the desert. So that's something to celebrate. We're celebrating the Jewish people and their commitment to God. The Simchat Beit HaShoeva. There was a great celebration in the Beit HaMikdash. And what are we celebrating? Well, in the center would be Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh, people who were very righteous, people who were Balei Tshuva, people who had repented, and they dance, and everyone sees and sings and rejoices with them. So what does that mean? We celebrate the righteous among us. And we shake the lulav. We're trying to unite all the Jews. Why don't we? Lulav should represent God, as some say it does. Why does it represent the Jews? Because Sukkot is also to celebrate the Jews. Even the great tzaddik, like a palm branch, or like an etrog, but even the simple Jew, like an arava, who's kind of withered and all that, we celebrate them too. We celebrate all the Jews. We're thankful for every single Jew on this holiday. In fact, why do we bring 70 cows on this holiday? So it's Talmud thinks that it's because of the Shivim Umot, the 70 nations. But Rabbi Friedman from Kerem Yavne suggested that the 70 represent B'Shivim Nefesh Yadu Avodachem Yitzrayim. They represent the 70 Jews who went down to Egypt. And perhaps we could suggest that we celebrate the 70 Jews as a holiday to celebrate the 70 Jews that made up the first Jews who came to Egypt, who left Israel. And finally, it's a celebration of the Jews, of our success from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Maybe not everybody, but many of us, hopefully, we were successful on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to do tshuva, to repent, to have a thought of repentance. And therefore we can celebrate our achievements. Some say that the lulav is a symbol of victory, that we can celebrate the victory at this time, our victory over the evil inclination, our victory in the judgment of the Jews. How would we do this way or that? So Sukkot expands the horizons of our thanksgiving to thank God not only for life, for family, but also for nature as well, for the nations of the world, for all of civilization and society, and also to thank God for the Jewish nation, our relationship with God, the mitzvot that we've been able to do, the dedication of the Jews throughout the ages, a celebration. Sukkot is a celebration of the, it's a thanksgiving for the opportunity the Jews have had for thousands of years to follow God, to follow His commandments, and to walk after God in the desert, in the exile, in Germany, in Spain, in Morocco, in Syria, in Egypt, in Babylonia, till we came in our own day, thankfully, to the land of Israel. God has been with us. It's a thanksgiving. It's a thanksgiving that should expand to different directions. You know, we want to be thankful. Sometimes we just need to expand the horizons of our thanksgiving to think of other things we could be thankful for. You know, you say, well, you know, this is not going so well and that's not going so well. Well, what if we expand the horizons? What if you go out and take a walk and look at the trees, look at the beautiful day, look at the beautiful sky, and be thankful for that? What if you think about all of the nations of the world, all the billions of people on this earth, and each one with their own story? What if you think about that? What if you think about the story of God and the Jewish people, God's beneficence throughout the ages, and the Jewish people's commitment as well? What if we expanded our horizons of thanksgiving? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Couldn't we be more thankful? And then wouldn't that lead to truly joyous holiday? The holiday of V'samachta b'chagecha v'yita ach sameach, the holiday when we rejoice with our holiday, and hopefully when we bless by God the promise that we indeed will be very happy. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for our discussion of this holiday. This will be the last time we'll be broadcasting from this particular site, but hopefully we'll continue Baron Hirsch and in our future endeavors as we continue the journey of Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth Congregation. Thank you for joining us today and always. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.